Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's Offsides with Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate. Great to be with you guys on a Super Tuesday edition of the show. Don't forget our draft party, Hall of Fame Sports Grill, Thursday. Our shows are going to be out there. Then the draft takes place after that. Shows from 1 to 7. Draft coverage begins at 7. Picks start happening at 8 p.m. It is going to be an absolute and total blast. I would love to have the chance to meet you guys out there for the event. So whether maybe you're working 1 to 4, maybe I'm the guy you play hooky with at work, and so maybe you can't get out of work. Maybe you can. But if you can't get out of work, come and see us. We'll be hanging out, having a great time. Wade Hampton, right in Greenville. It's Hall of Fame Sports Grill. Fantastic food, fantastic drink specials. Boss, I didn't listen. Nobody's mentioning adult beverages over here. Okay, I'm just mentioning they have them. Okay, they have adult beverages.
I'll keep an eye on things.
Should you want to partake once the show has concluded, those are there. By the way, a check on the text line 71307. A caller has listed his favorite moments, Lonzo. Abilene Christian, when we did the game show, we need to bring the game show back. No, we don't. Yes, we do. I asked you where certain schools participating in March Madness were located, and we ran that against callers. And I asked you where Abilene Christian was, and you said Butte, Montana.
You know, I'm going to bring something.
You said Butte, Montana, man.
You and I had an off-air conversation. Since you're doing that, I'm going to bring this in.
Beautiful.
You said yesterday in my office that I had never made you laugh out loud. And yes, I have.
You have. You absolutely have. Abilene Christian, I said, where is Abilene Christian? And Lonzo said, Butte, Montana. And I said, what is the mascot for Abilene Christian? And Lonzo said, the platypi. So anyway, listen, if listeners are remembering that, Lonzo, if they're remembering that as one of their favorite moments of the show.
By the way, that was already on my list to be put in there.
That's in there?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Definitely.
Okay. So we are doing our star submission for best show moments, and we value greatly your input on this it's going to be kind of like a 5-minute montage of best moments of the show over the first 3-plus months that we've been here. So anyway, good stuff, really, really good stuff there. Folks, there are two wide receivers that on the surface couldn't be more polar opposite if they tried. And here's the reality of the situation. You could make an argument that either one will have a better career, and I'd listen to it, and I would think you're making valid points, and I might not be able to poke the holes in it that you have. But I think it's a fantastic discussion, and I think it's a fantastic debate. So herein lies the question for you right now. Whom will have a better NFL career? Will it be Hunter Renfrow or Deebo Samuel? Better NFL career, Hunter Renfrow or Deebo Samuel? 1-844-477-3776. That's 1-844-GSP-ESPN. At ESPN Upstate on Twitter. At Lonzo on Word. At MARC. Mark Ryan on air. 71307 is the text line. I need to say this. I love Deebo Samuel. I think Deebo Samuel could be a top 10 talent in the draft this year. I love him to that degree. I realize he's been a little bit banged up. I realize he doesn't run the fastest 40 time, and I don't give a damn. I don't. I think he's electric. I hated playing against him whenever Florida would play South Carolina. I was praying he wasn't playing. And what happens when he doesn't play? Oh, yeah, that's right. The Virginia game happens, 28-0 to the fourth-place team in the All-Cupcakes Conference. But Deebo Samuel versus Hunter Renfro is a hell of a debate. You just look at the numbers a little bit. Deebo at South Carolina, 2,076 yards, 16 touchdowns. He had 4 kickoff returns for touchdowns. And he played in 30 games. That's it. Only played in 30 games. Hunter Renfro, Clemson, 2,133 yards. Almost identical to Deebo. 15 touchdowns. But he played in 55 games. Who will have the better NFL career? There's no doubt about it. Deebo's more electric, has more big play potential. He fits more teams and schemes around the league. Let's be honest here. Let's call a spade here for a minute. With a little white guy wide receiver, it's all about will he get the opportunity, right? One team has done the little white guy wide receiver better than any other team in the NFL, and it's the New England Patriots. In a copycat league, have other teams figured out how to use the little white guy wide receiver anywhere close to what New England has done? You know, I got a little draft scoop for you here. Deebo Samuel got a call from Bill Belichick the day before last. Got a call from Bill Belichick, and he said, "Coach, I'll be ready to hear my name at the end of the first round." Okay, Deebo Samuel, Bill Belichick. What if Deebo and Hunter Renfro both ended up on the Patriots? What if Deebo went in the first round and Hunter Renfro went in the third or fourth round? What if they both ended up on the Patriots? How crazy would that be, right? Because we've seen guys like Deebo Samuel work on the Patriots and not work on the Patriots. We've seen that succeed and fail. But the Hunter Renfro on the Patriots almost always succeeds, almost always is successful. We saw Chris Hogan leave the Patriots and sign with the Carolina Panthers, and we're wondering to ourselves, man, does Ron Rivera know how to use a Chris Hogan the same way that Bill Belichick did, right? If Hunter Renfro doesn't go to New England, then you wonder about what his future in the NFL would be, right? Hunter is much more sure-handed than Deebo, doesn't have the history of injuries, and if he finds the right team, he could be a slot wide receiver for many years to come. There's no doubt about that at all. The other thing with Hunter Renfro is, he's not just the little white guy, the little engine that could. He's not the great white hope. The kid's got some incredible ability. His change of direction, like he lulls you to sleep. You're lining up across from him and you're like, I got this guy, right? And then he's got such quick change of direction. It's a change of direction that Bill Belichick salivates over, completely salivates over that change of direction. And so this isn't just Hunter Renfro isn't a cute little feel-good story. Like the Clemson DBs at practice will tell you, because I asked him at the spring game, you know, was he really difficult to defend? And they told me, more difficult than you'd ever imagined. They said he flies out of his breaks. Absolutely flies out of his breaks. Was impossible to stay with. When he runs his little outcuts, impossible to stay with because you don't know which way he's going to break. What teams would be good fits for each wide receiver? Deebo Samuel, I think the Cardinals, I think the Packers, I think the Steelers, I think the Saints, and I've already given you the scoop on the Patriots. Do not be surprised if Deebo goes much higher in the draft than you're expecting. He's right now a projected second-round pick. I would not at all be surprised if he ends up going between 20 and 30. How about Hunter Renfro? Best spot for Hunter Renfro. New England, Kansas City, the Colts, I think, the Dallas Cowboys, they lost, Dallas Cowboys, Cole Beasley. Dallas Cowboys lost Cole Beasley to the Buffalo Bills. They lost their little white guy receiver, and the LA Rams would be a good fit for Hunter Renfro. Just my estimation outside looking in, but if I'm really being brutally honest with you, I think the New England Patriots have eyes on both of them. And I think the Patriots know that you can't replace Rob Gronkowski with one player. But if you get a physical guy like Debo on the outside, that could be what Rob Gronkowski was as a tight end. Debo can be that as a wide receiver, can muscle smaller cornerbacks off the ball. I think that would be a huge asset
for
the
New
England Patriots.
What round do you think Hunter Renfrow goes in, though?
Third.
And see, I would love for him to go to Kansas City because I think he would fit so well there. You're right, he would definitely fit in New England, but I think it would fit so well in Kansas City because as long as Tyreek Hill is there, you've got your speedy guy to break the top off of it. You got the best tight end in football. So,
well, you might not have your speedy guy.
Well, I said for now. So Renfrow would get a lot of passes thrown his way because people would be keying on those other guys, and dude runs such great routes, he would be open a lot. I would love to see him in Kansas City.
He runs great routes. He's got incredible agility.
And he's underestimated so much. Everyone underestimates him, especially when they see him without his equipment on and everything. There's no way that guy can do this, and he can. He is an amazing talent, and whoever gets him, they're going to have a winner for sure.
No, there's no doubt about that. There's no doubt about that. But I just want you to look at, you're not going to believe the difference between DK Metcalf and Hunter Renfrow in terms of what they look like. They both play the same position, Lonzo. Okay? So here's DK Metcalf. You ever seen anything like that before? I mean, dear God, that's another starting Ole Miss wide receiver next to him. Okay, and I realize this
looks like a professional wrestler.
This is an audio medium, not a visual. But they've actually posted a picture online of Hunter Renfrow being next to DK Metcalf. And you wouldn't ever think that the two were playing the same sport, right? But Hunter Renfrow's actually a really quick dude. Hunter Renfrow's change of direction is a lot better than DK Metcalf. DK Metcalf has the power, has the bench press, has the straight end speed. Hunter Renfrow can cut in and out really with ease and finds open spots in defenses. You know, and it's going to be really fascinating to see how that translates to the next level. I'm a big believer in Hunter Renfrow. I think he could be great at the next level. And I'm in love with Debo Samuel as a prospect. Love him. Was a man amongst boys when he was healthy at the collegiate level. All right, your thoughts on that are welcome at 1-844-477-3776. Which player will have a better career, Debo Samuel or Hunter Renfrow? Up next, though, there is a very disturbing trend that's beginning to happen in some professional sports. And if we don't nip it in the bud, it could come back to bite us. I'll share with you what that is next. You're listening to the most interactive sports radio show in the upstate of South Carolina. You're Offsides on ESPN Upstate. A check on the text line. Jeremy with some kind words. You guys should definitely win the best sports show. Y'all are awesome. Jeremy, thanks so much for the kind words, bud. Do greatly appreciate it. A listener just gave me an idea for a new segment, Lonzo. Casey Helderman tweets in, by the way, she says her favorite moment of the show so far is when I spoke out in truth about Tiger Woods. Casey, I'll be honest with you. I got a lot of negative feedback about that. But I also heard some very positive things about the kind of the guts it took to come out with what I did. Given when the vast majority of people were on the other side of the fence. So I appreciate that you appreciated that. Then Casey continues, if you talk about anything today, please talk about the awful no goal call against the Caps and Ovi during game 6 last night. I'm still fuming. So here's the thing. You guys know I preach transparency with you and honesty with you. I don't know the first thing about what she's talking about. I imagine she's talking about Alexander Ovechkin. He's one of the about 20 hockey players I've heard of. And so I imagine that's who she's talking about. I have no idea what she's talking about, though. So what as an idea, what do you think, Lonzo, if just an idea, I'm just spitballing right now, but an idea moving forward, if we did a kind of like a what's burning you segment where I share something that's burning me, rant style, you share something that's burning you, and then we have our audience. They can chime in with anything burning them up right now. Because Casey's clearly fired up about this. I mean, she's ready to throw down, right? What do you think? Good idea, bad idea? You know, what's burning you?
I'm good with it, but does it have to be emotional? Do you have to get angry with it?
It could be burning you in a positive way.
Okay.
Right? I mean, if you're really fired up about something, I would say that's burning you as well, right? I mean, if you're really, really jacked up about something, like Comic-Con coming to South Carolina, Alonzo.
Which it does every single year.
Right.
But yeah. I'm always excited about that.
Sports Mom Summer says the 5 minutes I got to take over were your best 5 minutes ever. Summer, I appreciate that. If those, you did a great job, Summer, but if the best 5 minutes of our show were ones in which I wasn't on the air, that doesn't speak well for my long-term prospects of working here, Summer. So that's neither here nor there. All right. Lots of fun stuff to get to still on the show today. Our first pet peeve bracket matchup is coming your way at 2:40. By the way, guys, I hope you're planning on joining us for our draft party on Thursday. Okay. We look forward to it. Hall of Fame Sports Grill. We hope to see you out there. There is a really disturbing trend that is going on right now in the National Basketball Association, and it's been started by a player in the NFL a few years ago. Remember Marshawn Lynch when he didn't want to answer questions and he said before the Super Bowl,
"I'm just here so I don't get fined.
I'm just here so I don't get fined." And he said that over and over and over again. And I don't know if that was good enough for the NFL. I don't know if they fined him or not. I don't remember following up on that story and seeing if they accepted that from him. I don't remember. I'm being honest with you. But he said, "I'm just here so I don't get fined." Now what is happening at the most important time of the year? There is a standoff that is going on between the Oklahoma City News and Russell Westbrook. Because you see, a lot of times if you're a reporter, if a coach won't answer your question, you lose your job as the reporter. I've seen this happen, folks. I had a good friend, went to the University of Florida, got her first media job covering the Arkansas Razorbacks. And that jerk of a head coach for Arkansas, Bobby Petrino, she's running through the rain trying to get to the press conference on time, grabs the first hat that she sees, and she shows up at the Arkansas Razorbacks press conference soaking wet, and she's got a Florida hat on, right? But she asks Bobby Petrino a question, and he says, quote, "And that is the last question I will answer as long as you have that hat on." Well, first of all, screw you, Bobby. It's not like Arkansas and Florida hate each other. It's not like Arkansas's beaten Florida at anything that matters in years, okay? Why do you have to be that way? Be a professional, answer the question, stop worrying about what hat she's got on. Because he would no longer answer her questions, she lost her job. And I'll never forget that. I consoled her about that because I thought it was a crime against humanity that her station said, "Well, if Bobby's not going to answer your questions anymore, then you have no value to us. We don't want the negative publicity. We want to be pro hogs. Go hogs. Woo pig suey." Right? They didn't stand up for her. They jettisoned her. And the opposite of that is happening in Oklahoma City right now. Barry Trammell is a longtime columnist for the Oklahoma City News. All right? And every single time, for a reason that is unapparent to Barry Trammell, something must have happened. Westbrook must have read an article, didn't like it. But every single time Barry Trammell in the playoffs asks Russell Wilson a question, let's play the question and the answer for you here.
Barry Trammell of the Oklahoma. Russell, first half, both teams struggled offensively. It was a, sort of a slug of the game. Both teams got going in the second half. What happened to sort of reverse the tone of this game?
Next question.
Yeah, Russ, the fourth quarter, you got a 15-point lead. They catch up. What happened last 6, 7, 8 minutes that reversed the momentum and let you guys burst back away?
See, no, that's the PR lady. That's the PR lady. That's not even Russell Westbrook, okay? So the first time, Russell Westbrook says, next question. Barry hits with a follow-up question, okay? Then he doesn't respond, so the PR lady then comes to the defense of her petulant acting superstar and says, next question. Lonzo, you're hearing this for the first time. Your gut reaction.
Here's the thing. If you have something out for someone, you still need to be professional. But at the same time, I don't have a problem with them doing it. I know you do. I don't have a problem with them doing it. If you have something against someone and you don't want to answer their question, from what I understand, they answer questions from everybody else in the place. And I've seen this happen before with Steve Spurrier when he was at South Carolina. And I forget the name of the guy. There was a guy.
Can you find that audio? Let's see if I can find that.
And he wouldn't talk when he was in the room. I forget his name. But anyway, that guy ended up not coming anymore. And Spurrier just would not talk to the guy no matter what. And I think it comes down to, yeah, you're required to talk to the media. But do you have to talk to every member of the media? Because it isn't like they went in and did the, I'm just here so I won't get fined. They talked to everybody else. They just didn't talk to Barry Trammell.
I hold in my hand Barry Trammell's piece about this very thing, about the fact that Westbrook won't talk to him. Here's how he opens this article. It's called Why I Keep Asking Russell Westbrook Questions. Russell Westbrook doesn't answer my questions, hasn't for the better part of the season, and some people want to know why I keep asking. I don't blame them for wondering. It's a legitimate question, but I have a legitimate answer. I keep asking with no hope of getting an answer because the media shouldn't give in to Westbrook's desire to control everything. Amen. You should not give in to Westbrook's desire to control everything. Here's the further issue with this. Barry Trammell has no idea what he did to Russell Westbrook. Do you really think the media in Oklahoma City is brutally tough? Do we dare wonder what would happen to Sir Westbrook if he played in New York City? How about Philadelphia? How do you think that relationship would go? Westbrook and the Philadelphia media there. Oklahoma City media, small market media, is the nicest media you will ever find. And yet at some point, Russell Westbrook got pissed at Barry Trammell and stopped answering any of his questions. And the problem is that Barry Trammell has no idea why. It was never shared why. He was never given the reason why. He was never told what he did to turn Russell Westbrook off. Russell Westbrook runs everything in that organization, from the kind of mustard they serve on the hot dogs, true story, to the kind of ice cream they have in the building, also true story. Okay? Russell Westbrook, if he refuses to answer questions from one reporter, so be it. But at least say what the grievance is. Give the guy a chance to apologize. Give the guy a chance to make amends. That guy hasn't been afforded that luxury. And in this article, Barry Trammell writes that he believes Russell Westbrook is actually a good person. But for some reason, when he's answering questions from the media, he has this us against the world mentality where he feels like all the media is against him. And he becomes a very different guy than he is to his family. And he becomes a very different guy than he is to his teammates. It even got to the point the other night where he's sitting up there with Paul George. And he asks Paul George asks him, do you want me to say it for you? Do you want me to say next question for you? When Barry Trammell started talking, it's become kind of like an ongoing, uncomfortable joke. And the Oklahoma City News, to their credit, keeps sending Barry Trammell to cover the games, even though he's not going to get any damn answers. Here's the real thing here's the real issue here that sogs my waffles on this whole situation. Okay? The fact that Oklahoma City doesn't stand up to Russell about this. The fact that they don't say, hey, Russ, let's get to the bottom of this because it's not a good look for you. It's not a good look for us. You know, yesterday after game four, it got back to Russell that wasn't a good look for him, that maybe the Oklahoma City said, hey, you might want to consider addressing that differently. So yesterday, Barry Trammell asked Russell Westbrook a question, and Westbrook responded as follows. That's an interesting question. I'll have to think about that. And that was the response that Barry Trammell got. He still didn't get an answer, but he didn't get next question anymore either. Folks, where do you come out on this? You know, Does Russell Westbrook have a responsibility or not to talk to every member of the media? Steve Spurrier, as Lonzo mentioned, refused to talk to a member of the media.
It was Ron Morris, by the way. I have the audio, but I want to listen to it off the air.
Okay. Ron Morris. Steve Spurrier refused to do that. My belief is if somebody is clearly out to get you in the media, you don't have to talk to anybody, but you do have a responsibility. Barry Trammell has tried to meet with Westbrook off the record to address whatever the issue is. Westbrook won't meet him. The Oklahoma City Thunder won't set it up. And I think it's total Bush League. I think it's completely and totally Bush League. This guy's not out to get Russell Westbrook, and Russell Westbrook won't answer any of his damn questions. And the media's job is to give you guys insight into your favorite players, insight into your favorite programs. My job is to give you commentary on the teams you care about. Well, if the teams don't give me any information, I can't do my job, right? I can't do an entertaining show for you guys. I'm not able to do that. I commend the Oklahoma City News for continuing to send Barry Trammell out there. I say shame on you, Russell, for not only not answering the question, but not even offering an explanation, not being willing to talk to the guy off the record about what the problem is. It's a major issue for me. Major, major issue. And it sets a dangerous precedent. Whereas, you know, you start to create a highest bidder type of vibe where players will only talk to those media reporters who totally kiss their backside time after time after time. That's not the way it should be. I'll never be the guy who asks softball questions. You guys know me. You listen to our show. You know I'm going to ask the difficult questions, right? You know, what's the deal with the Osterine at Clemson? Why weren't all of the players tested for Osterine at Clemson? What's the latest on the Osterine at Clemson? When might we have a resolution on the Osterine at Clemson? You know I'm going to ask those questions, right? And I don't feel like that makes me a bad guy. I'm trying to get the information for you, our listening audience. If a player plays favorites and will only answer some questions but not others, you're creating a really negative environment in the media. A really, really negative environment in the media. So be that as it may, would love your thoughts at 1-844-477-3776. The text line 71307 and Twitter at ESPN Upstate at Mark Ryan on air. M-A-R-C Ryan on air. All right, coming up next, it is time for our first pet peeve bracket challenge matchup of the day. Cannot wait for that, and it's up next right here on ESPN Upstate. It's Offsides with Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate. What is going on? Great to be here with you. All right, so we are halfway through the first round of our pet peeves bracket. Yesterday, In our driving us crazy region, we had two results that we need to share with you right here. Not signaling beat unnecessarily honking in the first matchup, and the 2-seed slow driver in the fast lane was all over the 7-seed double parking.
Going to win it all, man.
Okay, double parking. So, not signaling wins, close matchup with unnecessarily honking. Okay, you think slow driver in the fast lane is the winner of the ultimate prize, Lonzo, don't you?
Oh, I'm just excited because I got both those right again. I mean, if there was money in this bracket, I'd be making some cash.
You would be making big cash. Not signaling versus the unnecessary honk was 54% to 46%. All right, all of which brings us, ladies and gentlemen, to our matchup of the day today. Without further ado, all right, we get to our matchup of the day today, and it is as follows. The first matchup up, we switch over to the gross misconduct bracket, the gross misconduct region. All right, here's how you can vote before we get to what the matchup is right now. You can vote, and we've already, listen, we're crossing over into, we're now hitting the thousands of votes that we've gotten already on this particular bracket. They've been coming in fast and furious. We greatly appreciate that. We're going to tabulate votes any number of ways. Our preference is that you sign up on the website, ESPNUpstate.com. Just input your login through Facebook, and then you'll be able to vote in our bracket challenge. And we will post polls on Twitter. You can also text your votes into us, and you can make your case on the phone lines for why your particular choice should win at 1-844-477-3776 is the number to join us on the show. Without further ado, we make the voting for this one open as of right now. Gross misconduct region, here it is. Not flushing the toilet versus sniffles. Would you stop, Lonzo? So, Lonzo, you've been pulling audio. In the absence of audio today, you decided to give us the audio here, right?
Been having one of those days where computers are not working wherever I go.
Well, I've been having one of those days where the pollen is really getting to me.
Yeah,
so it works.
The sniffles are not
it
hard
works.
To do right now.
It's authentic. My boss always tells me, Mark, I like how authentic you are. How's this for authenticism, boss? You hear that? Real sniffle problems there. I need some local honey, man. I hear that helps that
now
a lot.
Now exhale, and then Sturge will be using that mic later.
You wish bad things on him, and I don't think that's very nice of you.
Oh, I love him. If I didn't,
no,
I wouldn't
don't.
Pick on him.
I don't think you do. I really don't think you do. Okay, here we go. Not flushing the toilet versus sniffles. All right, 1-844-477-3776, 1-844-GSP-ESPN. Lonzo, when's the last time you've been guilty of not flushing the toilet?
It has happened accidentally, like late at night. You know, like at 3, get up at 3 a.m.
And then the wife comes in and oh, God, Lonzo.
Well, as far as, if you're talking about that, if we are talking number two as opposed to number one, no, I do not forget to take care of number two. And to me, that is worse than sniffles any day, walking in and seeing a friendly surprise.
Yeah, but I'm telling you.
Just floating there
I'm
looking
telling
at you.
No, I'm telling you, sniffling is just gross. And like, it's just gross, and too many people do it. I remember one day at iHeartMedia in Tampa, I had the sniffles real bad. And I'm working right next to the guy who's, you know, I'm doing some sales. The guy next to me is doing some sales. And I got the sniffles real bad, and he just snaps all of a sudden. And he goes, Mark, really? Am I going to listen to that the whole day? Are you going to address that, or am I going to listen to that the whole day? And the guy said that to me, and I could tell that his pet peeve meter had reached an all new level. All right. So your votes right now, not flushing the toilet versus sniffles.
I got to ask you though, when that guy said that to you, did you do it more on purpose?
No, I solved it right away. I left for 10 minutes. I got the sniffles under control because he was pissed, dude. He waited till he didn't tell me right when it was bothering him. He waited a couple hours and he's like, really? I mean, Mark, really? I'm just going to listen to this the whole day?
See, and I would have went and then wiped my hand off of it and reached out to shake his hand and say that I'm sorry.
You would have gotten your butt beat.
I doubt it. How big was this dude?
You've
worked with a lot of ex-NFL guys, so maybe I would have got my butt kicked, but, you know, I'm sorry.
This guy you may have had a shot against, but the bottom line is it's annoying and it's gross, and nobody wants to hear that all day.
See, I'm okay if it's your buddy telling you this. But
if you see a toilet that just happens to be unflushed, the chances are, okay, that you're not going to be the one that has to clean that up, right? So when you see that, it's not as huge of a pet peeve to me.
Is it worse at work or at home if you walk in and find
Have
out?
You ever left a mess at work that you didn't clean up?
I haven't, but there have been messes here, trust me.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Tell
oh,
me
yeah.
about that.
Oh, yeah. I'm not going to be that kind of descriptive, but
well, no, I
want
to hear about that. What happened?
You know, people from the dark side left some dark side stuff. That's all I'm saying.
Really?
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
fascinating to me. Well, who would do that? That's a shame. That's a total shame. All right, let's keep it rolling with the phone lines. 1-844-477-3776. Jason is up first. Jason, thanks so much for the call. You're offsides.
Hey, thanks, guys. between the two, the Flushing and the Staples, Staples is just definitely worse. It aggravates me to death. You see, you're anywhere, whether you're at a quieter restaurant, you know, at work or, goodness, you know, I can remember days back in the classroom when I was in school. This is just drives you crazy. You want to choke the person. You want to scream at the person, blow your nose, you know. So,
is this bothering you, Jason? Is that getting to you, bud?
A little bit, man. A little bit.
So you got sniffles easily over not. See, the thing with flushing the toilet, if you walk in on someone who hasn't flushed, you're saying you have this moment. You have, oh God, right? You have that moment.
Yeah.
But then there's other stalls for you to go in usually. Right? I mean, there's
exactly. Yeah, then
you have another option,
you know.
Yeah, but if you're stuck in the same room, like I'm in a room with Lonzo. What is this room? Like 20 by 20? I'm in a 20 by 20 foot room with Lonzo. If he was doing this the entire show, I think I would break his nose before the show was over. I do. I really do.
See, I take that as a challenge, so wait till tomorrow.
You don't want that challenge, okay? You're looking good with your nose right where it is. So I'm going team sniffle. Jason's going team sniffle, right?
Exactly.
Team sniffle is the greater pet peeve. Lonzo, which is the greater pet peeve?
I'm going toilet, man.
Not flushing the toilet. Leaving it in the toilet is Lonzo's bigger pet peeve. All right, poll shortly on Twitter. Votes are open on the website. You go to ESPNUpstate.com. You'll see the pet peeve bracket right there. All right. You can vote. Just log in with your Facebook account and we will take your phones, your phone calls and your texts on this particular matchup. Coming up next, it's something I wish I wasn't doing. And that's next. That's all I'm going to give you here on Offsides, ESPN Upstate. All right, so ladies and gentlemen, I've been sharing with you. I'm going to attempt a 60-second plank in this particular segment. We've got it going up on Twitter, Periscope, and also on Facebook Live on our station accounts. Why am I doing this? Because they want me to kind of strengthen those lower back muscles, strengthen the core, because my back, I'm having real bad back issues right now, actually. Like my lower back is like a fist. So without further ado, I'm going to take off the headsets. Lonzo's going to take over on the mic. Lonzo is manning both phone cameras, and we're going to make this happen. Lonzo, you ready?
I am ready.
All right.
All right. So Mark is now taking off the headphones and he's going to plank, which I don't believe he's going to be able to do, but he says he is. And I'm also going to watch the time at the same time because I can do four things at once because I'm amazing like that. So whenever you're ready.
All right, Lonzo, let me know.
All right.
When we're starting, okay?
All right. Start right now. All right. He is now planking. Again, if you're checking this out on Facebook or on Periscope, you're seeing his planking. His form is not the greatest. It's a little shaky. I think he needs to stiffen up just a little bit. And he's trying. He's trying, ladies and gentlemen. Listen, what he's doing also, he's got his elbows on the linoleum floor. And it's not comfortable. Trust me, I've been down there before. It is not comfortable. Can he do it? He still has 30 seconds to go. He's struggling, ladies and gentlemen. I have confidence in you. His back is shaking. It's shaking. It is quivering like no one's business. I'm going to try not to make him laugh because that would make him lose it. I really think he's going to be able to do this. Mark, you've got 15 seconds as he is planking. He is down to, I'm going to give you a countdown. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and you are done. You may now collapse. And no, he does not collapse, ladies and gentlemen. He's getting up like an old man, as you can see on video now. And let's see him limp over to the chair. And then,
man, I got to do that with you running smack like that.
All right, I'm not going to kill the fiends.
That ain't easy. When is your plank? Well, is your plank coming in the next segment?
I never said I was going to do it. But woo! I could do it.
Who knocked it out, baby? Who knocked it out? That's right. The top three at three is coming your way next, right here on the Plank Full. Offsides with Mark Ryan. It's right here on ESPN Upstate.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And
Watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field. It's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.